are using Band-Aids as far as terrorism is concerned. Okay. We are not addressing the root causes of terrorism.
Okay.
Social justice, for it to bear fruit, you have to put many years of education and many years of correcting endemic situations so that people do not feel that they have no future, that they have no hope. Try to put yourself in the skin of an Iraqi. If we devastate a country like Iraq, is it surprising that we created the monster that we have created? Is it surprising there are terrorists?
Sure, but has the horse bolted?
No question. When you have a monster, you must fight the monster and you must defeat the monster. But even if you defeat the monster and you do not take any measures to correct the social injustice that first generated that monster, 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, you're going to have another one. We have to address the root causes of these problems and not put Band-Aids. I mean, our policy for the last, 30 years has been a Band-Aid policy of trying to just simply do temporary or seek temporary solutions to a crisis. And I think that we have the resources to have a long-term approach, and it is the responsibility of the General Assembly. It is the responsibility of the Economic and Social Council. It is the responsibility of the Security Council to ensure that there is not only peace and security, but that there is also social justice as the foundation thereof. Globalization can and should support social justice, but as long as it is only profit-driven, and that's why there's no consultation, that's why there's no participation in the negotiations. It's the transnationals, it's the major financial interests that are behind these free trade and investment agreements, which are posing huge problems to maintain the sovereignty of states, especially the sovereignty to adopt legislation to protect the population. And if you give up that sovereignty pursuant to some free trade agreement, how do you opt out of it when you realize that it is going to cost you 500,000 jobs because the jobs are going to wander elsewhere?